Hey guys, I hope everybody is doing well. We know that we've all heard some different news this past week, and so I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about our kids or youth that will be graduating this year, and this is a different graduation than anybody has had. And I'm sure it comes with a lot of different feelings and emotions and thoughts, maybe fear, uncertainty. There's maybe even, upset feelings about not being able to get what other people have gotten, and those are all super normal things to feel right now. But I want to focus on our graduates because y'all are so important. You've done amazing, and we all have to grow in this time, and everybody's learning how to do things differently, and this is just one of those things. So when, you're a teenager, your entire life is ahead of you. Though some people might think that they're grown when they hit seniority or when you become a senior in high school, there is so much more. As graduation approaches, this truth becomes more real to students. And, you might have questions about your future, going to college, moving out, maybe getting a job, because, you're becoming a young adult. You probably feel super excited. There's anticipation and fear, and sometimes all of it all at the same time, and especially right now. And we know that sometimes you need reassurance to know what you're, up against in the world, and you need some hope. So this is what we're going to talk about. So if you want to pause, go get your Bible and come back, or you can just continue to listen. We will be reading from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Because, God has an awesome plan for your future, and it is full of hope. Sometimes it's hard to see that, but especially, like I said, right now. But, do you think you're ambitious enough to try some new things? Probably. You've probably done a lot of new things recently, like learning distance learning, or whatever you're doing in school right now to continue your education at home. We are all grocery shopping kind of differently now. Maybe you're only one parent's going out, or you're staying home more often. I know when I was a teenager, when it was grocery shopping time, like, that was my time. I got to go. I loved it. It was my favorite thing to do. Still, I love doing it. But now a lot of people are doing, the ordering. So they order it on their phone, and then someone drops it off at your front door. So we're all kind of trying new things. And maybe you have even thought, like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. But really, unless you've tried something, you have no idea the amount of work or maybe dedication it took to even attempt some of those things. So we kind of notice the difference, with grocery shopping. Before, getting in the car and driving to the store, putting all your groceries in your cart, resisting temptations while you're in the store, going, putting it on a conveyor belt, getting it rung up, putting it back in your cart to take it to the car, putting it into the car, then going home, taking it out of the car, taking it inside, unloading it. So that was a lot of work. And now we can what are those things on our phone? Which isn't very hard. Maybe just trying to find what we're looking for. You get to resist some of those temptations that you wouldn't have to, that you would have maybe not been able to resist if you were at the store and it was in front of you. And then you just take it in your house. You don't have to take it off the shelf, put it in the cart, put it on the belt to be rung up, put it back in the cart, take it to your car, put it in your car, take it out to the house. So, you know, it's a lot easier. So, you know, if you haven't gone grocery shopping or things like that, you just, sometimes you just don't know the amount of work and dedication that it took to even attempt some of those things. One thing that I really admire about people that put it all out there for things that seem impossible is their willingness to try. So just to try something, you know, one story I love, kind of, is we went to a water park a couple summers ago, and I had been asking my daughter, hey, let's go down the water slide. It's going to be so much fun, you know, trekked up the stairs, you know, however many stories it was like one of the tallest slides there. I'm like, it's going to be so much fun. Still trying to talk her into it, even though we're already almost at the top. I'm like, it's going to be so much fun. And we get in to the tube and we go down, and we had a mishap on the way down. And, you know, in the end of it is you tried something new and it took some effort, but doing it, now you know. Now you know, do I like that? Do I not like that? Can I do this? Because the only thing I heard up those three stories up maybe was, I can't. But then once you actually put that effort into doing it and you see that you can, is amazing. So let me highlight one person. You know, we're talking about her going up and trying something new, right? So she had that dedication, even though the whole way up she thought, oh, I can't. She did it. And so many people have done that. So one of the things is there was a 43-year-old man that was dedicated to blowing the world's biggest chewing gum bubble, okay? So super, super dedicated. He was going to blow the world's biggest chewing gum bubble. So he even had a Twitter dedicated to just this, and he was going to do the Guinness World Record to blow the biggest bubble. And if you read a little bit about his story, you'll discover that he spent 20 years chewing two bags of bubblegum every week. So some things that he's learned about blowing bubbles was bubbles expand more in warm temperatures, that you need to chew gum for at least 15 minutes before you blow a bubble, because the sugar decreases the elasticity. So the more sugar, the less it can expand. The less sugar, the more it can, you know, expand well. And you chew on the side of your mouth. So this man has bubblegum blowing down to a science. So at some point in his young adult years, he started down a road that led him to a successful future in doing something that was important to him. And that's really what we're talking about today. You know, we're talking about the future and being dedicated in ambition. So some of you are preparing to graduate this year. And we know we've talked about that it's going to be a little different. Or maybe in the next few years. So some of y'all might not be graduating this year. Maybe some of y'all are going to be going into high school and you'll be graduating in the next few years. And you've just kind of started down this path of future, like, okay, well, I'm going to go to high school and I'm going to finish high school. And then you're thinking about what are you going to do after that? So, and as exciting as, you know, all of this sounds, there are a few things that just might not be, that you just might not be sure of in your future. But I want you to know that whether you start down a path to become the world record holder for bubblegum blowing or the president of the United States, your future is still full of hope. So in Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. You see, right now, whether it's just an idea or you know exactly what you're going to do, there are things going on in your heart and mind that have to do with your future. You might have a dream that seems unrealistic, or maybe you've just been preparing for years to begin this journey into adulthood and you're ready to go. While you're making your plans, I hope you're thinking about one part of this verse that we just read. The Lord directs your steps. When God created you, it wasn't accidental. He made you because he wanted to give you a life to live. And God has an awesome plan for every person on the planet. There isn't anyone who has ever been born that God does not care about. Keep in mind that we view as an awesome life looks different for each person. So, you know, every person ever born, each one of us have different paths. And it definitely looks different through the lens of God's eyes. Awesome might mean that you face circumstances that are hard, but you're able to encourage others in how you live through your hardship. That's really awesome. So you seniors who are graduating this year, you're going through something that is awesome, even though it's hard. And you can encourage others, hey, you can do this. I graduated during a pandemic. This is how it happened. But you know what? I did it. And that's really awesome. An awesome life may also mean that you are a mom or dad that takes care of a family. You live a very modest life and you feel contentment. Also awesome. So right now, there are dreams and plans that are being developed in your heart that are birthed from a loving God who wants the best for you. And as you travel down this road, there will be times or seasons when life is hard, when things aren't fair, and you wonder if God really does want good things for your life. During these times, I hope you choose to put your trust in God. So what is putting your trust in God mean? That means that you put everything into him, that he knows your plan. You don't know your plan sometimes, but God knows. You know, we'll go back to the water slide incident. God knew that she was going to get on the floaty and go down that slide and try something new. I didn't. The whole way up, it's I can't. And I was ready. Okay, I will walk down all these stairs that we just walked right up. But God knew she was going to try that new thing. And she did. And she will never ride a slide again. A water slide. Never again. She has put that full-heartedly. I will never ride another water slide again. But I am glad that I experienced something new. And God protected her. So she put her trust in God that he was going to see her to the end of that water slide, and she was still going to be alive when she hit the water. So think about this. You can choose to do whatever you want in your life because God has given you free will. But one of the best decisions that you can make right now at this stage in your life is to offer up your plans to God and allow him to direct your steps. And then trust God in where those steps lead you in your life. So who knows? We may have a bubble blowing champion here in our youth. The next president of the United States or someone who cures cancer. We might have a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad. We don't know, but God does. So just remember that God has an awesome plan for your future that is full of hope. Dear Lord, we come to you today and we just want to say thank you for all the wonderful years that you have given our youth in their schooling, and for those youth who are now going on to adulthood, who will be graduating this year. There's so many blessings that we can take from these hardships that we go through. And though we know that sometimes we don't understand those things, or we don't know where we're going, we're confused sometimes, that we can put our full trust in you, Lord, that you know where we're going, and that's going to be awesome. And we pray for all those teachers in the schools and our leaders right now, Lord. We just ask that you be with all of them during all these decision makings, Lord. And again, our youth who are graduating this year and going on to the next step in their lives, Lord, and their families, and you just remind them to have hope and put their faith in you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. And I just want to say congratulations to the graduates of 2020. You're amazing. And I just cannot wait to see where you go in your future. Y'all have an amazing, blessed night. Bye-bye.